case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
I've been thinking about doing something for a little while now. Every time I have talked myself out of doing it, but it is getting harder and harder to say no to doing this.
Right.
Getting a second puppy.
Okay.
Now, so we have Molly. So Molly is just over one. She's a little cavoodle and we love her to death. And for some reason, we're like very content with Molly. There's nothing wrong with her. We love her to death.
No, she's great.
But now I'm getting to the point that I'm like, does Molly want a friend? Do I want a second puppy? And like usually it's just kind of thoughts. Like you just throw these things out, like nothing's going to come of it. But then I saw, because the breeder that we got Molly from posted on Facebook the other day, they've just had another litter.
Right. Are all the dogs spoken for?
We don't know.
Okay.
So they've just said they've had another litter. So they might already be spoken for or whatever, but they've said in all different colours. And we want to get a chocolate brown one. We've already discussed if we got a second one, we want to get a chocolate brown coloured one.
Okay.
And it's getting a lot harder.
It is.
To say no. The things that are pointing me towards saying no, when we got Molly was in COVID, she is a COVID puppy. Like we had put a deposit on Molly, what the original Molly was going to be, but then had to take that deposit off in like January of last year. So before COVID was even really a thing and just kind of timing-wise planned out that we got her while lockdowns were going on. And it made sense. You know, Greggs was working from home and we didn't really have to worry about anything, so he could train her. He was there with her all day. And also when we got Molly, we lived on 3/4 of an acre.
Yeah, she had room to move.
She had a whole paddock to run around in.
Yeah.
Whereas here, we do not.
Yeah.
We have a concrete backyard.
Yeah.
With a little bit of tan bark. So I'm like, if I get another puppy, I'm going to have to toilet train it on concrete and tan bark, which I don't want to do. That's not really, I don't think it's really that good for them. So that's one of the cons. But then I keep looking at these puppy photos. I'm like, I want one.
Yeah.
I want it. Molly wants a friend.
Eden and I have the same conversation. Although we have a child and two cats and a dog.
And a dog.
we always have the conversation like, oh, we want to adopt. We really want to adopt something from a dog from the Ballarat Animal Shelter. But we just keep going, oh, we'll wait until we have a house with a backyard. And we just wait. Because we're happy. Like our household is busy enough. The cats, it's not really the cats that are the problem. They look after themselves. They just roam around. But the dog, you know, having two dogs, it's hard.
It
but, you know.
Enough.
Yeah.
I've been saying, though, because people wanted us to get another one, like, last year, like, after we just got Molly, they're like, are you getting a second? And I was like, no, I'm more likely to have a child before I get another dog. But now I'm like, puppies.
There is one thing that is probably a pro to getting another dog is the peace of mind you get when you leave your dog's at home because they keep each other company. I always worry when I leave Phoebe in the backyard that she's going to, you know, dig up the backyard or get sad or get depressed, have separation anxiety. But with another dog, I feel like that eases it a little bit.
Yeah, see, I worry about that with Molly, but she's just fine more than anything. And I am scared that Molly would not like another dog. At the moment, there is a lot more cons to pros, so I'm probably not getting another puppy. But I am not sure how much longer I can say no, but my bank account will be the one not saying yes for a very long time, most likely, because puppies are expensive.
They are.
Especially at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe in another year when the COVID puppy price surge drops off, then maybe we'll get another dog.
Yeah.
Or a baby, who knows?